As the beloved mighty faith speaks her heart to us, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless her and to hold such invincible control of all activities around us, wherever we abide, we at all times blaze forth her victory over all in this world. Beloved ones of the sacred fire, as we come into the atmosphere of earth tonight, there is being drawn forth around that which is constructive a greater intensification and concentration, as well as expansion of a cosmic light substance that is, I assure you, invincible protection as you draw it into outer conditions to protect all that is constructive. And tonight I want you to feel that in the service of mighty Hercules renders in cooperation with us, we are drawing the strength and we are strengthening the feeling of light in and around you all. The feeling of the light within you, the feeling of the cosmic light around you. For you need this in order to give you more physical energy for strength and for protection and for your service to the light. And when you realize that what the world calls faith in God or faith in anything that is constructive, it is the feeling of light within the body, within the mental and feeling world of the individual that produces the effects in the outer of what the world calls faith. Now, in order to give you that strength of the light inside of your physical forms and in your mental and feeling world and the atmosphere about you, you need to call forth the Herculean strength of the ascended master's feeding of light, because we feel light and see it and manipulate it, direct it, just like you would a searchlight. But it is a substance. And if you will remember a little educational film you saw the other night, you will begin to realize what the concentration of cosmic light substance means in and around yourselves or in the conditions that you need to control. So, in the use of the ascended master's flame of the feeling of light, you will find anything and everything that is constructive coming rapidly into outer manifestation in the fulfillment of your calls. And so when you begin to recognize what the mighty Hercules does to bring the strength of the cosmic being into the outer use of mankind, you will realize how greatly that is required to more quickly control and remove the hordes of evil. You see, in the use of the sacred fire and cosmic light substance, there must come concentration of it and condensation of it to the point where it overwhelms completely the destructive forces mankind has created. Because I assure you, those destructive creations are simply energy condensed to the point where it has become substance. When it is destructively qualified, then it remains as a manifestation in your world that causes disturbance. Now, if you will remember, three times this has been brought to your attention lately, and I'm going to stress it again, to call forth the great central sun's ascended master flame of ascended master feeling. Now, this has a powerful inner significance that as yet we do not quite care to explain further than this. But if you will charge yourselves and all around you with the ascended master's great central sun flame of ascended master feeling of the light, manifestation will become almost instantaneous, because everything that you want to draw into outer physical conditions to produce that which is constructive, you must have this cosmic light substance out of which to make the manifestation. And it is the Ascended Master's love, it's their flame, the feeling of their love that concentrates and controls the solidification of the cosmic light substance till it becomes the thing or condition manifest for which you call. So when you understand what mighty beloved Hercules, cosmic flame of his feeling of the strength and power of cosmic light substance in and around you, I will not need to say anything else. For once you begin to feel that, it'll speak for itself. And I'd rather allow it to exist and act within you and around you in answer to your own calls than to stress too much all that I know it will do for you. Now, the feeling of light is the feeling of perfection. And when you feel perfection, the manifestation of perfection is at hand. So I hope you feel it from tonight. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, your mind holds a mental picture of the perfection you want. But your feeling is the action of the unfed flame in the heart through the emotional body that is the action of the great central sun magnet to draw cosmic light substance and concentrate it or mold it into that which you desire until it becomes a physical thing manifest or a condition. And therefore, your manifestation depends on the amount of love you can pour to the cosmic light substance that you want to use to produce perfection in outer world conditions. So your love to the cosmic light substance and your call for the ascended master's flame, our ascended master feeling of that love's control of cosmic light substance will bring you very great blessings very rapidly and with great joy and no struggle. And I think that's very desirable. Thank you, precious ones. Do you remember the mighty Saint Germain saying to you, it is your feeling of struggle that makes your struggle? That if you have the feeling of light, it will produce light. Does that mean anything to you? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, when you feel light from your mighty I Am presence, cosmic light from the great central sun, intensely enough within the body becomes all light. When you feel and love and desire the cosmic light substance to illumine the atmosphere about you, the atmosphere will become that light. When you want to bring illumination to mankind, which means constructive ideas, constructive feeling, constructive action, if you call that light substance into the mental and feeling world of mankind, it is going to bring illumination. And so when you call for the cosmic Christ illumination, inner and outer, as you've been told, of the fiery Christ, the cosmic light, the sacred fire, the great central sun, the ascended master's flame of ascended master feeling. When you desire this, when you call it into action, when you hold the picture of it, and when you feel it, it is there present with you to produce perfection for you. And so, in the assistance the mighty Hercules is drawing tonight in and around those under this radiation, I assure you, when you charge yourselves with his cosmic flame of his feeling, his strength of his feeling of light, and the power which he is, in and around yourselves, you will have it inside of yourselves. You will have it in the atmosphere about you. You will have it in your affairs. And I assure you, it will produce perfection without limit. He's a very close friend of mine, and I hope becomes a very close friend of yours. For when you call for his Herculean flame of his feeling of light, he will be there to manifest that light. And as you receive it and love it and use it and see the blessings it bestows, you too will love that light with the same intense feeling he does. And that is why he represents power. The power of light, because his cosmic flame of the feeling of that light produces light instantly at his command, to reach as far as he commands it, manifests what he commands it, and illumines all that it contacts. So if I were you, now I'm going to just give you an idea to experiment with calling forth mighty blessed Hercules, Herculean feeding of the cosmic light, I think you'll have some very delightful experiences, some very practical improvement in yourselves and your world, and nothing but perfection can ever result from your call and use of his cosmic flame, of his feeling of light. And I want this to speak to you from within yourselves and around you by the manifestations it produces. So when you want faith to do a thing, try to realize it means you must call forth from within your mighty I Am presence and from our sacred fire the feeling, the ascended master feeling of the light. For I assure you, everything you do must be done by some use of the cosmic light substance, else manifestation would not be. Were you to withdraw all the light in the world, where would the world be? Where would you be? You would seek the octave of light, wouldn't you, between embodiments? I'm quite sure you would. You would seek the light somewhere in the universe if the light were withdrawn from this planet. And I want to remind you of the Ascended Master Discourses, in which Mrs. Rayburn describes her experience of passing from the outer self into the ascension, and when the permanent atom was withdrawn from the heart, and in the few moments that it took to enter into the higher mental body, she said everything became dark, and she didn't know where she was. And while it was only a moment, it seemed an eternity. And that's the condition in mankind when they do not seek the light and do not love the light and know what the light does for them. In that moment of passing, unless you recognize the light and love it, it is shut off even for an instant. It seems like eternity to the outer feeling. So if you train the outer self to constantly give recognition to this cosmic light substance in and around yourselves, and you command everything in your being and world to feel mighty Hercules, feeling of his strength and power of that light, and fill your world with his cosmic flame of his feeling of that light and its perfection, you will know what I mean by mastery attained. So if I may bring this to your consciousness as clearly as possible and remind you of it frequently, I shall enjoy your use of it as much as you will. And I assure you, you will enjoy using it. And I hope you try to stay within the happiness which that use will bring to you always. So the faith that mankind talk about, they do not yet understand. But when you begin to feel light, then you know the love from the great central sun is reaching you. How when you realize what the light of the world, even the physical sunlight, means, that it is the love from the sacred fire in the great central sun that gives its life to the world. You will understand what faith means. The feeling of light is the feeling of life itself that produces perfection and perfect manifestation. When you begin to call forth, beloved mighty Hercules, cosmic feeling of his love for the light, you will begin to know why he is called one of the seven mighty builders of this whole system of worlds. And if you begin to understand and use and love his cosmic flame of his feeling of his love to the light, then there comes into your beings and worlds the same great perfection that he has created in the whole system. So the seven mighty Elohim are of tremendous importance to all in this system of worlds. And since my service is to radiate and pour forth the feeling of security within the light, I shall awaken in mankind the desire to love the light with greater intensity and with such love that the outer self desires to obey the law of the light. The light becomes the full perfection within and around the individual that does manifest the freedom that the beloved Saint Germain is offering to the people of this nation and the world. So, blessed ones, think often upon the feeling of the light, and command your outer self, command your feelings to feel. Mighty beloved Hercules, flame of love, for that feeling of the cosmic light in and around yourselves, and then know that it is the power by which the mighty I Am Presence manifests all things perfectly, permanently, and joyously for the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And I assure you, if you call to me to make you understand and feel my feeling of that light, and my flame of that feeling of love to the light, you will find your calls fulfilled very much more rapidly. Your perfection floods forth with great victorious action, and you dwell within the world that your mighty I Am presence originally intended you to abide within, that it might give you all the blessings contained within that light. How when you feel that light, your blessings are at hand. May you go forth and love it with the ascended master's flame of that love that makes you feel that light in such cosmic intensity and victorious control of all in the world around you, that you become the sun of its victorious control of all in this world, and you move forward to the fulfillment of the divine plan that brings freedom to life everywhere you go forever. So I commend you to your freedom in the cosmic light of our love. And may the cosmic flame of our feeling of love for that light flood you all now and make you feel what we feel, that your victory and mastery may manifest quickly your freedom from all discord in this world. Thank you with all my feeling of the light that I love. Thank you so much. Thank you, beloved mighty Faith and beloved mighty Hercules, for your presence with us tonight and all that your love to the light means to life everywhere in this system of worlds. Now may our love become like yours to the sacred fire of the ascended master's octave until the fullness of its cosmic light substance floods everywhere its perfection for eternity. And we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible ascended master love to the light and the sacred fire of their feelings, that wherever we go, it manifests and holds command for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with your ascended master feeding of that cosmic light substance and your sacred fire flame of love to it forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty, beloved Faith, and mighty Hercules, and all who poured their love and their sacred fire and cosmic light to us through the ages. Now blaze round us the sun of its presence and make us its victory wherever we abide, now and forever, with full power. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before, for your visible, tangible presence around us always. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and all the cosmic flame of your feeling of that cosmic light substance that draws it into outer conditions everywhere forever. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one of the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the ascended master's flame of their feeling of cosmic light substance, surge it forth in world-enfolding action and hold its victory manifest everywhere forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, Oh, our beloved invincible God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that. All we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the ascended masters and cosmic beings, flame of their feeling of the cosmic light, draw it into all outer physical conditions and annihilate all the hordes of the shadows, everywhere forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call, for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire of the ascended master's feeling of that light that draws it into all outer conditions and holds command for eternity. We thank thee.